Hello, dear listener. Today we will talk about the short animated film Between Hunters and Foxes, directed by Ben Sinclair. This short film was presented at This Is England Festival, and we really wanted to make our review out of it. The first element we noticed is the quality of the drawings.
First of all, there is a really impressive use of the colors. For example, to show the radical difference between Britain's natural habitat and the Australian one. The colors used for Australia are brighter, with a lot of red and yellow. The animation too is wonderful. We can see that a lot of work was made to create and edit it. It really brings life to the characters, and the hand scene looks really smooth and energetic.
The extreme long shot during the transition from 1871 to 2021 was also a great idea, because the passage between these two periods is well shown with the evolution of the environment and wildlife.
The message of the film, which is to save the foxes in Australia, is also very well delivered. All along the movie, the viewers can see everything from the point of view of the fox and get increasingly attached to this animal. So when the fox is trying to escape the hunters, the viewers feel like they really want it to survive, and then feel relieved when it gets saved by the activists.
The thing I really liked was the voiceover. It is very punchy and gripping. The tone of the woman's voice corresponds to the message conveyed by the film. For example, when she says the real purpose of their arrival was made clear even sooner, blood spot, we can hear the fear and stressful situation in her voice. The soundtrack also accentuates the uncomfortable and dreadful atmosphere of fox hunting.
Even if the short film was super good, I wish the end wouldn't sound so much like an awareness campaign, even if it's for a good cause.